Video: Another Seattle Chop Shooting Leaves One Seriously Wounded. By Simon Kent on June 22, 2020. One person was seriously wounded and rushed to hospital late Sunday in the second shooting in Seattle's Chop protest zone in less than 48 hours, according to police. The shooting happened in the area near Seattle's downtown known as Chop. For Capitol Hill occupied protest, police tweeted. It comes after at least two people were shot, one fatally, inside the same zone early Saturday morning, as Breitbart News reported. Vision from that incident has been released by police and can be seen below. That shooting remains under investigation and no arrests have been made. Seattle police abandoned the area in early June after Eastern Precinct Police headquarters were set ablaze. Kiro 7 reports police have since limited their responses to situations that threaten life and safety. In the latest incident, the person arrived in a private vehicle and was in serious condition. Harborview Medical Center spokesperson Susan Gregg said in a statement as reported by AP. It wasn't immediately clear where within the zone Sunday night's shooting took place. The Seattle Fire Department arrived at the scene at 10:46 p.m. and went to a staging area near the zone's perimeter. Fire Department spokesperson David Guerpo told the Seattle Times. It was soon established the injured person has already been taken away. Both victims in Saturday's shooting, whose identities hadn't yet been released, were also transported to the same hospital via private car. Seattle police tweeted they had heard of a second shooting that they were unable to verify, given conflicting reports. AP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.